It's now time for our Horton Locker Room Chat as we're getting ready to start a new basketball season here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tabman with you. It's brought to you by Union State Bank, and we're joined now by the girls' basketball coach for the Horton Chargers. That is Gary Sorensen, and certainly a familiar face around those parts and been off the sidelines for a decade plus, but now gets an opportunity to get back into the coaching circle. And coach, I'll start there. Just, you have a number of years of coaching experience, but you took some time off. Now you're back on the sidelines coaching the Horton girls. Just how nice is it for you to get back on the sidelines and get back to doing what you do best, and that's coach?
Well, you know, Brandon, it's been a real exciting time. I thought I was through, but I'll tell you, a new lease on life, and the kids are working hard, and I probably have as much fun as I've had in a long time. So things are going well.
You certainly have quite a bit of coaching experience, 24th year as a head coach, 30-plus years of coaching experience altogether, but you took about 11 years off from coaching, and now you step back in. Does it feel like you haven't skipped a beat? Are you trying to pick some things back up? Just what's it like kind of getting back out there?
You know, that's kind of funny you ask, because you know, I'm doing a lot of X and O, and you know, I remember so much. There's so much I forgot, but we're keeping it simple, it's kind of like picked off where I left off, and again, it's really been a lot of fun at this point.
And you certainly have experience, you know, coaching some teams around this area, you know, Royal Valley, Jackson Heights, ACCHS, of course, some teams inside the league that you're now coaching against, of course, being now at Horton. I know when we had talked a little bit throughout the summer, kind of getting ready, you know, for basketball, and you know, you weren't sure exactly what you were going to get roster-wise, but a few girls that we know that are going to be key contributors for you, Carly Hutfliss, Piper Chartier, JoJo Switch, what have you liked from those three so far?
Well, you know what, they've two of them are juniors, one's a sophomore, and we're very, very young. And those kids have really picked up what we're trying to get across, and they're really good leaders. And the other two spots are kind of open right now, but we've got some kids that are working hard to fill those spots. And there again, it's been a lot of fun. The girls work hard, and we're ready for a game, because I really don't know how we're going to look about it, but I think we're going to be fine.
Well, how much do you know about not just the league in general, but your first opponent on Friday in McLouth, and, you know, stepping away and now coming back? It's hard to get film when every team's losing somebody, every team's bringing back certain pieces. I mean, just how challenging is it, especially for the first game?
Well, my assistant coach, Becky Wolosik, was there last year, and so she's filling me in on some things. We don't have a lot on McLouth, but right now my biggest concern is what we do, and we're going to try to do what we do well. And McLouth is short on girls. There will not be a JV game, so it'll be, step right into varsity. And again, I'm not really sure what they have, but we hope to bring our A game.
Well, give us a kind of a sense of what you guys want to do and what you want to accomplish here in this first game of the season.
Well, what we want to accomplish is I hope we're able to score some baskets. Right now we're struggling scoring, but our kids are working. You know, what do we want? We want to get a win, obviously. We want to start the season off well. I know last year, and we don't talk a lot about last year. I tell the kids that was last year. We're moving on, I hope we're ready to play. Obviously, first game of the year, there'll be adjustments after Friday night before we play, I think, Valley Falls on Tuesday. So once we start out, we've got seven games before Christmas, and we're going to find out a lot about our team here in the next couple weeks.
There it is. Horton girls basketball coach Gary Sorensen joining us, brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers at McLouth to open up the season on Friday night. And, coach, we appreciate your time very much. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Well, we appreciate everything you do for us, and thank you. We'll talk to you later.